The Boys and Girls Club Mission Clubhouse has been open since 1928, helping raise the youth of our community with
sports,
community cleanup,
art,
technological skills,
education,
and free meals.
Their brand new gym helps keep our kids in positive productivity after school activities, and their art studio fosters creativity. Visit them at bgcsf.org for more details or to donate.
What's up, everybody? How you all doing? My name is Mark. Hi. All right, that's what's up. All right, right now what I'm going to talk to you guys is the Youth of the Year at the Boys and Girls Club. Now, this is a very special one that happens every year. This is the 2014. So I want you guys to pay close attention because this is going to get really good. This event will happen at 5 o'clock, from 5 to 7, and this will introduce all the Youth of the Year that have worked their butts off and maybe even more. Maybe in their tails, but I'm not sure if they have tails, so let's just see if they don't. And I want to introduce Ivan. Say something, Ivan.
Hi. Just, yeah, what Marlon said, we want you guys to come if you can. Yeah.
Come support the wonderful people, the wonderful people at this year. There will also be food there, too. Bring your family. Food. If you have family, you want to support them, bring them in.
Food.
It doesn't matter what it is. We'll support food. You.
And more food.
That would be me. More food. You hear that? There's more food.
Hey, Marlon, how about you and Ivan crack some jokes now?
All right, I'll crack one, but I'm not sure. Yesterday was the worst day ever. I'm trying to get out of my sixth period class, and the teacher's saying, excuse me. Does anyone know what the president of the United States is? Someone just comes out of nowhere and she says, my name Jeff. I'm like, how's Jeff the president? Some kid comes out of nowhere and she says, Barack Obama. No, it is not Barack Obama. It's because I am the president of the United States. You know what? You get an F for failing this class because you do not even know who the president of the United States is. You are a horrible kid.
That is something I did not want to see.
The worst thing I ever saw was I kept putting down, and he was fat.
He was so fluffy.
I called him the pillow man. He was, dude, he's so big. He couldn't even fit into the freaking desk. He had to freaking suck in all the air and squish in. When he got in, he broke the desk. And I'm like, he ate the desk. He didn't blow. Ivan, why don't you crack a joke? Ivan, let me hear you say one.
It's just a simple joke. So, why did the tomato blush?
Why?
Why?
Because he saw the salad dressing.
That's not a bad one right there.
Hey, bro, that's really not a bad one. That's not bad.
I don't like salad because fluffy people like me, we don't eat salad. We eat something like tacos or burritos. We don't eat those kind of stuff. We are fluffy. We're like pillows to girls. That they love our good fluffiness. Crack one more time and let me hear you one.
What did the big tomato say to the small tomato?
What did he say?
Ketchup.
He's afraid of ketchup. He'll get squished. Oh my God. Tomatoes getting squished as ketchup?
Hey, wait. Pam wants to crack a joke too. Pam's going to crack a joke.
Crack one.
I don't know if you guys realize this, but I am a stand-up comedian in San Francisco. I'll do a quick clean joke for you guys.
Let it rip.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Feminism.
Feminism who?
I can get my own door, thanks. It's kind of like the precept of feminism, like getting your own. But thanks for getting the door for me. I really appreciate that.
No worries, the door broke already. You broke the door when you came in. Oh my God, this is actually really the coolest things. I have a lot of things. All right, we'll go to Lamberto. Kick it.
All right, so we're going to play a really funny clip for you guys. Gabriel Iglesias, really great comedian, probably my favorite comedian. So let's go.
Oh my God, yeah. your first special that you got to do, you kept talking about this guy, this friend of yours named Felipe. Is he a real person? He is a real person. And he's an old friend, known him forever. But he's one of these comedians who doesn't know when to stop being funny. And that's why sometimes it's hard to hang out with the guy. Because, you know, I know when to quit, especially around cops. When I hear, the joke is over. If I hear, you get an apology. My friend didn't know when to draw the line, you know, and we're hanging out one day, and sure enough, freaking cop got mad. Oh, you think it's real funny, huh? You think it's easy to be a police officer? You see that scar? I got stabbed in 92. See that? Bullet wound 96. What do you got to say about that? And I was like, I have nothing to say about that. My friend Felipe is like, oh, yeah? What are you doing? Fool, watch this. What are you doing? He grabs my shirt, pulls it up, tells the cop, fool, you see those stretch marks? Donuts, 1996. Dude, he's gonna kill us. I know, fool, but it was funny, huh? And speaking of that, I get pulled over by a cop one night, 2 minutes after coming out of a Krispy Kreme drive-thru. All right? Don't get ahead of me. Watch, I made a left turn instead of making a right, but I wasn't paying attention because I had a box. I was like, oh, you're gonna get it when you get home. Oh, you've been so bad. You're gonna get it. I'm not paying attention. I go the wrong way, right? Sure enough, I pull over. Later. I'm sitting there patiently waiting, and the cop is taking forever. I said, the hell with this, he's taking too long. I grab my box, I put it on my lap, I flipped it open, right? Gonna get nasty. And just as I was about to tear it up, the cop gets to the window and says the same thing that they all say, right? You know why I stopped you? It was too easy. I looked at him and I said, because you can smell it. Oh, he was dying, man. He said, son of a bitch. Whatever, he let me go, man. So I'm saying, you just gotta be careful. If you can make a cop laugh, you got a chance.
Ooh, that was funny. I swear, I have never heard a funny joke than that. That has to be the funniest joke I ever make at a cop laugh with Krispy Kreme donuts. They fat it. They fat. They fatter than me. Every day you see them, you see a cop in Krispy Kreme donuts or anywhere. You could see them in a freaking Safeway buying donuts and a coffee. Freaking, I need this coffee and a donut. It costs $2.50. Worth it.
All right, Marlon. How about you talk to us about why Gabriel Iglesias is your favorite comedian?
Oh, he is a master at making voices. The voices he can make any kind of voices. Old man, do you know something? I never know where I'm going. He can make
can
a woman.
Make this one?
He can make that one. That is true. He can make any kind of car sounds. Girl, he can make mostly every sound, even sex sounds, but I don't want to talk about that. That's just going way off. He can make a car sound. He can make a car fart. Tire blows out. Fat guy eating burritos.
Oh, yeah.
Ivan.
And that was something right there. When you see a hunger, oh yeah! That's where every guy in, especially Lamberto, he's the one right there. you like them hot girls, don't lie. Hot girls get you going. If it ain't hot, it's not going well.
Oh my god. Hey, Ivan. Is Ivan there? Ivan?
Yes. Ivan.
So, how about you talk to us about a little bit about comedy? Like, talk to us about, like, comedians and stuff like that. Like, who's your favorite comedian?
I don't know much, first of all, so not my big topic. I learned a few jokes when I was in middle school with one of my teachers. That's where I got some of the jokes that you heard. Yeah.
The one joke we heard. Actually, all right, so now we're going. All right, you guys. Now we're going to listen to Shakira's "Waka Waka," which is the official 2010 FIFA World Cup song. Enjoy.
And dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front line, everyone's watching. You know it's serious, we're getting closer, this isn't over. The pressure's off, you feel it, but you got it all, believe it. When you fall, get up, oh, oh, and if you fall, get up, eh, eh. Tamina, mina, sangalewa, cause this is Africa. Tamina, mina, eh, eh. It's time for Africa. Listen to your dad, this is our motto. Your time to shine, don't wait in line. If I'm for Africa. Samina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Samina, mina, sakalewa. Anawa, ah, ah. Samina, mina, eh, eh. Waka, waka, eh, eh. Samina, mina, sakalewa. It's time for Africa.
I'm well on my journey, biggie, biggie, mama. One A to Z. My city's so sell on my journey, biggie, biggie, mama. From east to west. My city, waka, waka, my
you, Lamberto, for that amazing and beautiful song.
I didn't pick it. It wasn't me.
Okay, he cracked the joke. Let's go.
Oh my God. All right, Marlon, so how about you talk about why you like the song and like what does it like mean to you in a way?
This song actually brings family from around the world, Africa, Nigeria, China. This actually gives the parents a two-hour hug. Really brings joy to their hearts. Watching, it doesn't matter if their team wins or lose, at least brings them joy to have their family next to them. This is really a good song.
And how about like towards the Youth of the Year award? Like, how, what does this song mean to you? Like with Youth of the Year and like inspiration and all sorts of stuff like that.
The Youth of the Year is, so every year kids have to work a lot. I mean, they gotta work, they gotta volunteer, they gotta respect everything. They gotta respect the clubhouse. You gotta be safe, you gotta have fun. You gotta have a good heart. You gotta be like an angel. really like an angel. You gotta come in, have some homework, or at least help out with the others. If you don't have that, then do the same thing. It's like a verse, but different. For everything else, you can volunteer with everybody. You can help volunteer in the computer lab, learning center, art center, gym, wherever it needs help. That's how the year works. And at the same time, you got to be really good. You got to be like on your focus. No playing around. That's me. That's my job.
Do you think you have? First of all, have you won a Youth of the Year before?
Never in my life.
You think you're gonna win one this year, this Friday?
Oh, I do not know. This is a very hard decision for me. But I've actually would really be honored if I won a Youth of the Year award. That'd be awesome.
How many people win the award, Marlon?
Wait. I actually know the answer to this. So for every department, there is a... Wait, how many departments are there? There's like four.
There's the games room. There's the art center. There's the health and fitness department. We got the multimedia. We got the learning center. That's like six.
That's it. All right, so there's six. So for every department, there's a younger member, like elementary schooler who wins it. Also a middle schooler and then a high schooler. So that's three. So it's basically three winners for each department. Yeah, three winners.
Wow, three winners. Imagine that. I gotta have three of my twins here. I can win three awards at the same time. No worries. But this is actually one of the real good pleasures, especially since it's gonna be the 2014 and I am the MC.
Hey.
And the fact that I'm not scared, I'm just nervous.
That's even perfect. I remember I think it was three summers ago. I did the summer. It's not the Youth of the Year, but it's like just the summer, it's like the summer youth of the summer.
Okay, thank
you.
Okay.
Yeah, the Youth of the Summer. I had to MC that with a friend of mine named Carlos, and halfway through it, he like choked. So he just randomly stopped. I guess he got scared, and then I had to cover for him. But I mean I was pretty scared too. But after I had to cover for him, I felt good right afterwards. All right, so now, since we've been talking about inspiration, and we're going to play a song by Skillet called Awaken Alive.
Pull me into the dark. I struggle to find my way.
right there. Now, I'm going to ask one question and one question only. This is to my good friend, Lamberto. Lamberto.
Yup.
Have you ever won the Youth of the Year award?
Yup.
How'd it feel like to win the Youth of the Year award?
I don't know. It felt cool. I won it for like three. I won it for two departments and what? 1 year for the games room and for the gym. Felt cool. Yeah.
All right. Two for the price of one. That's what I call it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Thank you. My name Jeff. There you go.
All right. So now we're going to have Eduardo introduce a song for us.
All right, man. This next song is from an anime show named Data Live. And it's a really nice show. You should really watch it. It has romance, comedy, and some sad. If you watch it, man, you might start crying at the end, which is pretty sad. But here's a song from one of the characters that started singing. It's called Impressive. From one of the main characters who's going to sing, and her name is Toka, okay?
That was a great song. Before we go, come to the Youth of the Year It's going to be great. Music, art, food, performances, food, and everything else you can hear is food.
And food. And
I'm Marlon Morales. Also known as my name, Jeff. Say goodbye. Everybody say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.